The report shows that intergenerational poverty affects people all over the state, but disproportionately affects unmarried women with children. Women are almost twice as likely as men to be part of a multi-generational cycle of poverty and public assistance. Rick Little is the director of workforce research and analysis. He says the department is especially concerned with the kids in these households.
The children of these individuals tend to be the most vulnerable toward continuing that cycle of poverty. We saw in the report that, you know, among the teen girls who are part of the households of intergenerational poverty, that already 1 in 20 of those girls is expecting a child of their own.
Little says, without some kind of intervention, the cycle will continue.
This report helps us to better identify specifically who those individuals are so that we might be able to seek services and or treatments that might help them to break the cycle of poverty.
Governor Gary Herbert has directed the department to work with members of the community, public officials, and advocates to help end intergenerational poverty. These groups will come together with the legislation's sponsor, Senator Stuart Reed, on October 9th for a poverty summit at the Grand America Hotel. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.